Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There have been extremely dark developments on every front in the last 24 hours since we were last with you. 20 hours, if you want to be technical. 4-hour radio show once a day, so we're here every 20 hours. Barack Obama has called for a million-man youth brigade spy force. He said a Stasi youth brigade of teenagers. Now, if you think the corrupt police are bad now, folks, historically with Mao and Lenin and Hitler, and it goes back to Rome, they love to turn loose teenagers with badges and guns. And he is saying a military youth force. Hell force is the proper name for it, and I don't mean that for a comic book term. I mean, this is hell on earth being turned loose. Now, remember, Bill Clinton proposed this. In my film, The Police State 2000, I talk about how he proposed youth brigades, and then under Bush, they started the Secure Corps, a subset of AmeriCorps that Clinton began, and they train high schoolers and junior high all over the country with M16s, warrant service, checkpoints, how to report on their parents. So this is all public. It's in Road to Tyranny as well. But now they want to expand that to a million beginning. And it says to spy. It says a intelligence slash military slash police force. Now, we're talking a million plus punks. A million plus punks on power trips having their way with us. I mean, it doesn't get more classical tyranny. This is right out of 1984, which was based on the Soviet system. That George Orwell had covered, actually worked for a time, till we figured out it was corrupt. So, I mean, it's the ultimate. It's the royal flush. It is the royal flush of tyranny. You just cannot beat it. It is the creme de la creme of evil. And it is, in the Chicago Tribune gave a speech, and he said he will create a force of youth carrying out security and spying operations larger than all of the military forces. Now, that's already being done. He's just the front man pushing that. But to have them announce it, one-tenth of college grads, now Homeland Security-related, ITT technical, other technical schools, about 20%, I looked this up a few months ago, of their teaching is now computers. They've shifted into, quote, law enforcement and security. And they are now hiring the other royal flush of tyranny, and that is aggravated felons and illegal aliens who are aggravated felons. That's their creme de la creme there. They look for people who are felons and foreigners. Just a double tyranny, a double mega tyranny. I mean, hiring felons for the police is hardcore super tyranny. The communist Chinese don't even do that. The Nazis and the communist Russians did, the Bolsheviks. Led by the famous bank robber and tortured, of course, Joe Stalin. But to then hire foreigners who are criminals, that is a level never before seen. Only the United States, run by the most hardcore criminals who've studied every tyranny. And they've said that. They've studied every tyranny, and they are trying to perfect a tyranny the likes of which the world has never seen, and they are doing it. And you heard Richard C. Cook yesterday, was a White House analyst, Treasury Department analyst, NASA analyst, very well-respected historian, saying that that is their plan. They want a purge of the middle class, most of you who serve them mindlessly. They plan to kill you and your family. They are not hiring felons and million man and woman goon corps for nothing. It is going to be just like the communist youth brigades under Mao, under the chairman. They are accelerating their program, and it gets worse. They are going to use the National Guard in policing. It's now been announced. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Obama calls for national civilian Stasi. Armed spies, 1 million to start with, on top of the 2 million plus police. Their auxiliaries are swelling. In between the new environmental police, integrated with the regular police forces that have already been federalized, and now with the new Stasi police, we're going to be facing within 3 years 8 million enforcers. And they intend for you to revolt once they start squeezing. They are very arrogant, and they know that things are going to then degrade. They will then say, see, there's terrorism. After enough families have had their babies stolen and land taken and, you know, spit on and had their SUV tires slashed by the youth brigades, they're going to beat you up on the street. I mean, it is going to be bad. You think I'm joking? Everything else I told you is happening. They plan to murder you and your family. I can have top White House analysts, CIA commanders on. I can have economists, Nobel Prize winners. I can have all of them on. The father of Reaganomics, all of them who are experts on history to tell you this is going to happen. You understand? And then it's stated in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. And it's stated in PDD 51. And why are they going to do it? Because they can. Why in history? 95 times out of 100, do governments end up doing this? Because criminals get in control, and they don't just want to rob the bank. They want to tie the secretary up and rape her in the back. Criminals, want to go out and grab a young girl off the road and take her and torture her for days and kill her. It's what they like to do. You figured that out yet? And they know the young people are easily led and will get a taste for the blood, and they're going to give them your blood. I mean, you'd tell the police 10 years ago, I have federal documents, and I'd show them and put them in the film. They're going to take all the high schoolers and turn them into secret police. And I'd have the cops walk by me at events and checkpoints and say, are the Serb soldiers going to get me, Alex? And start laughing. You know, are the space aliens going to get me? Now you tell a cop they're going to have youth brigades, and they say, absolutely, that's good. Everything we were taught was bad. Everything history teaches us is bad. Presidential candidate wants domestic security force as powerful as U.S. military. And even mainstream newspapers compare it to Hitler Youth. Oh, but it can't be Hitler Youth because they're going to have a black front man. That's right, and the black front man is going to run nothing. Just like George Bush. Doesn't matter if it's McCain, and I know you, the audience, most of you know this better than I, but the public still doesn't understand this, that Bush is not going to be blamed for the wars and the tyranny and all of it, and then he's just handing the baton and the relay right over to the next guy, and it just continues on the same path, just a little bit different rhetoric. Yeah, the national no-fly list, the terrorist list, well over a million people on it. The criminal databases, the person of interest databases with tens of millions on it. The checkpoints, all of it. Do you hear Obama saying he's going to get rid of Homeland Security? You hear McCain saying that? No, they're going to radically increase it. Because that's all the banks are going to fund. There are entire colleges converting purely to Homeland Security in the last 6 years. And these people are going to have degrees, and they're not going to just go quiet into the night. They're going to run our lives. And every day the news intensifies. Every day it gets worse and worse. Obama calls for national civilian Stasi. And then I've got this. This is out of NBC5 out of Chicago. Governor on Wednesday signed a new law that will put in place tougher penalties for selling guns to minors. See, this is gun-related. He also announced he's got a new idea to help combat the violence that Chicago is experiencing. He's talking to Illinois State Police, the National Guard, to see if they can help getting rid of all jurisdictions under federal grants. And then you read the full story, and Governor Daley, Mayor Daley says to the governor of Chicago, that is Mayor Daley of Chicago says to the governor, I haven't seen your plan, but I sign on to it. That's in the piece. Now, what did they announce a few months ago? Oh, we're going to have police in black uniforms in Chicago randomly searching you citywide and randomly searching your cars and homes without warrants for guns because guns are illegal in our city. So, of course, it's a paradise of crime. All the criminals nationwide move there into New York and a few other places. They don't like living in Vermont, I'll tell you that. And they know that. The government, the social engineers know that. And so now it shows men in black ski masks and black helmets. You can go watch the newscast. We played the audio here. We posted them on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Marching around all over the city, randomly searching people. And you go to New York City, and you can be in Central Park. You can be in Times Square. You can be, I've seen tourists, not just me, videotaping things. Just, oh, wow, look at Times Square, honey, we're tourists. And gang member, this is on video in Endgame, gang member military run over and begin screaming and cussing and flashing gang signs at you. And then there was some other troops, because they put them in groups. They put gang members in groups, and they put retarded appellations. And I'm not saying that meanly. In fact, I'm tempted to go back in the video and show the groups of retarded appellations. And I don't mean that as a joke. I mean, they are actually retarded. I don't mean close to being retarded. I mean, these guys have too many chromosomes or missing chromosomes. And you would be in the subways, and you would see groups of retarded troops. I mean, they actually, I'm not kidding. In fact, I Rob wanted to put it in the film, and I thought, no, that's a little too mean. And then now I start thinking about, no, people need to see. You see, the government's so mutated and so evil, they have groups of gang members, black gang members, and then they have groups of retarded Appalachians. And then I saw groups of Latin American, clearly illegal aliens. Oh, God help us, it's all over. I mean, this is just too much. Who could have thought of this? It makes Kurt Vonnegut's satire look ridiculous. It makes any police state satire ever written just totally off the chart. I mean, Homeland Security is proposing making us wear shock bracelets, all of us, the entire population when we fly. I mean, it's all just insane. When cops start walking around at events in Austin 8-9 years ago wearing black ski masks by the thousands, by the hundreds, we knew it was over. We told you it was for intimidation, and then police chiefs come out and say, yeah, it is for intimidation. We want to intimidate you, the people, and let you know who's in control. And we're going to turn our Appalachian retarded children loose on you, and we're going to turn your teenagers loose on you with badges and guns and armbands. That's even being proposed. And, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Armbands? Badges? In London, they've put for now 7 years giant billboards up everywhere saying Big Brother is watching with all-seeing eyes. They even say Big Brother is watching you. I mean, they're actually implementing it. Do you understand me? You know what? I'm going to lay all this out, but let's just go ahead and play the NBC News piece. And of course, see, first it's National Guard to fight terrorists at key landmarks. And then, oh, as we told you, oh, they're going to fight gun crime now, gun confiscation, New Orleans, other places. And then all over from Dallas to Denver to Cleveland to Phoenix to New York, Boston, Oakland. The police come to your door and say, we'd like to search for anything illegal. Oh, well, you don't mind, do you? And then they force their way in. They have cage teams, they call them, the state police that are really federalized. I mean, these are terrorists, ladies and gentlemen, in Illinois, run by the mafia. The dailies are known mob, the whole state's mob run. What do you think bank robbers do when they come in and take over? They have guns, they make sure yours are taken. It's real simple. Red alert, ladies and gentlemen. Now, they're getting everybody ready to get rid of Posse Comitatus. They're getting everybody ready. And a lot of you good old boys that serve the system, when you're getting hauled off to a camp by some 18-year-olds with a squad of 16-year-olds with M16s, just remember, I told you you were the target. In your red rage against Muslims, you accepted all of this thinking it was for Blackie. It was for you, dumb whitey. Here it is.
Governor Rod Blagojevich says that Chicago may need help in fighting crime, and today he offered some surprising help, even if Mayor Daley didn't ask for it. NBC5 political reporter Marianne Ahern has the latest.
Governor Rod Blagojevich today signs a new law. It will put in place tougher penalties for selling guns to minors. He also announces he's got a big new idea to help combat the violence Chicago is experiencing. He is talking to the Illinois State Police and the National Guard to see if they can help.
And might be able to free up some resources that the Chicago police uses for capital needs to be able maybe to hire more police officers or possibly ask some to come out of retirement to put them into these violent zones, hot zones, where clearly I think part of the challenge is that gangbangers outnumber police officers 5-1.
The summer of 2008 will be remembered as especially violent. Blagojevich says there's been a child shot in Chicago nearly every day since June 26th. Bringing in state troopers, even National Guard helicopters to high crime areas is still very much, though, in the planning stages.
I don't care where they come from. They could come from Kalamazoo. If we get officers on the streets fighting crime, that's a good thing.
There are way too many guns on the street, and the police seem to be outmanned, and so something needs to happen to protect the children, the women and children in our community.
Blagojevich's offer is tied to his hope of passing a big capital spending bill. That would free up even more resources to hire.
You wonder how they'd introduce martial law? That's how they're going to do it. The children.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources. July 16, 2008, gold opened at $979.70. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $1,007.45, $496.05 for half ounce, and $248.03 for quarter ounce. That's $1,007.45, $496.05, and $248.03.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now. That entire newscast is lies, misrepresentations, distortion. They say a child dies every day. That's a gangbanger who's under 18. That's the vast majority. They always distort those numbers. That's gangbangers killing each other. We do have a little bit more time to try to turn this around. The central government's being discredited. Their criminal activities becoming evident to everyone. They may not be able to carry this out, but see, if they change horses to Obama, especially, then they can kind of fool the left into accepting the police state a little longer while they fully get it in place. Because that'll fool the public. Oh, we've started new. It's Barack Obama. The more I think about it, I think that's who they'll try to put in. But, I mean, I saw them saying Hillary was the anointed one and cheating for her and stealing states for her. But then Obama, it didn't matter. The establishment and gave the public what they wanted, and they're giving them Barack Obama. And it doesn't matter. We can obsess on him all day long. We can obsess on McCain. Either way, it means curtains for this republic. And you notice you've got this crime boss daily there in Chicago where they've disarmed the public for decades. He's a known son of a mob boss. The police are the mafia in Chicago. That's even mainstream knowledge and not debated. I mean, everybody's on the dole. I mean, the police come in and shake down. You don't have a mafia on the streets anymore there since the 50s because the police are the mob. And they pay it directly to the crime bosses. And they come in and you make payments to them, and that's just well known. And now police beat women up and rape them in the bars in front of everyone, and nothing's done. I mean, they are God. They rule. And that's the end of it. Period. And that's what America's going to be. And if you don't like it, they're going to call a bunch of high schoolers with machine guns over to your house to burn it down. And they're going to have also auxiliaries that are like volunteer terrorists. Volunteer fire department, that's kind of what the Maoists are, and these youth brigades, and they're just going to be allowed to beat you to death and burn you out. And the police will sit there and wink and laugh. You think I'm joking about all this? They're following every point of tyranny. We told you they were going to announce because of terrorism they needed to put troops on the streets that they would stage a terror event. I said that for year after year after year, made films about it. Warned you, made Police State 2000 in 1999, saying the government would stage terror attacks to take your liberties. And I didn't start predicting 9/11 a few months before 9/11. That's all I talked about was government-sponsored terror, because I realized that was their key operation. That was one of their most effective cards, effective plays. That they were getting touchdowns against the Republic every single time they ran it. Now, we've done a good job of exposing false flag, but we got a lot more to do here. We're in the fight of our lives. This isn't some soft tyranny. They mean to have a Bolshevik-slash-Nazi-style purge in England and in the United States and Europe. And I got a bunch of mainstream news today admitting that they're taking all liberties, total police state, arresting people for speech in Europe and England. It's being called the new Soviet Union. You understand this isn't a game. They're going to kill you. That's what they do. The same central bankers funded the Bolsheviks. They funded the Nazis. They want to destroy freedom forever. They are coming with a 1984 system. They are here. Finish playing. The mob boss mayor and the mob boss governor there in Illinois, listen to the evil.
And so something needs to happen to protect the children, the women and children in our community.
Blagojevich's offer is tied to his hope of passing a big capital spending bill. That would free up even more resources to hire additional police.
There are retired Chicago police officers, there are retired Illinois state troopers who might be willing and probably would be willing to get back in it and be helpful to the community during this difficult time.
The mayor's office says tonight, we're obviously not going to turn away help on a front as important as this. At the same time, we're a little puzzled about how it would work. It's unprecedented, and obviously help in the form of reducing the number of guns on the street would go a long way to addressing the problem. That is from the mayor's spokesman, Jackie Hurd. But, you know, this is just in the planning stages.
Everything's fine.
No one's going to say no just yet, but it's probably still a long way from putting it into action.
That whole thing was government written. It's always, it's just in the planning. Don't get upset. It's preliminary. They probably interviewed 100 people on the street that didn't like it. They found two that did. Put them on the news. It's for the children. Hey, whatever you want to do. They had probably government spokesmen posing as the public, just saying, whatever you want, whatever you want. You'll always see that in the newscast. Whatever you say, you heard it. Military to be used in anti-gun sweeps. That's what the program is. I've got the mayor's full press release. The military to be used. And, of course, they let in the MS-13 gangbangers fighting with the black gangs. They call all the people under 18 getting killed, gangbangers, children. And then you, the old 87-year-old World War II vet, and that's in the news all the time, you're going to get SWAT team raided. You're going to have your house seized.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. To learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We had William Pepper, lawyer to JFK. The list goes on and on. He's in a bunch of depositions trying to expose the murder of JFK, MLK, RFK. I canceled him. This martial law news is too important. He's coming on next week, and I appreciate him moving to next week. Tex Mars is going to be in studio in about 30 minutes. Then we've got Academy Award-winning filmmaker Eva Orner about Taxi the Dark Side, what really goes on in the torture camps, and her film that is just now coming out about Hunter S. Thompson, who was getting ready to go public about 9/11 being an inside job, but did radio interviews saying it. And he was working on a story about Bush and pedophile rings, so they dealt with him real fast, real quick. So she is in the last 30 minutes of the show today. But I can't even talk about how they murdered RFK, MLK, and JFK today, though I meant to, because it's just what's going on is too big. Let me recap and give you the basics here. You have a private military-industrial complex that is owned by the private families that control the central banks of Europe and the United States. There's only a handful of nations worldwide that they do not financially control. They own our Congress. They own the presidency. They control most state governments through federal standardization and international treaty agreements. They are attempting to preemptively set up a high-tech control grid complete with spies on every corner, doctors by law having a spy on you, everything you're doing being tracked, neighbors spying. Your children have already for a decade been taken away from you in public schools. Now entire semester classes at the most formative 6th, 7th, and 8th grade nationwide, openly on videotape. They don't even hide it. Training your children to spy on you, to watch you, to see if you have marijuana, to read the pill bottles. To see if mom and dad's names are on them. It is hellish. It is classical tyranny. They have openly built FEMA camps. It is not rumor. It is on the Army's own website. They are proud of it. U.S. citizens are in forced labor camps right now. That's the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program in my book, Descent into Tyranny, published 2002. In my film, Road to Tyranny, 2002. Now it's Houston Chronicle. Now it's all over the place. Under Rex 84, they wanted to recruit and turn the high schools into military schools. But the military itself is in a massive buildup against the American people. The police are being merged with the military, and there is a huge paramilitary buildup against the American people. Sound cannons, microwave guns, helicopters with opiate knockout tanks to spray the cities, declassified. World War II prisoner of war camps for Japanese, Germans, and Italians reopened. Just the internet operation to control and shut down the web, this is declassified this year, is 45 times bigger than the Manhattan Project. That's one program. The entire energy of the banks, the military, the government, the police is fully to dominate the American people. Now, you say, why are they doing that? We've put up with so much. We've gone along with so much. They already grab 1.4 million children a year with no due process. They already are building prisons. There's already 7 million people plus in the system, 4 million behind bars, more than any other country in the world. They are already just taxing us in hundreds of new taxes and regulations and police everywhere and then selectively enforcing, hiring illegal aliens, felons, all these classical forms of tyranny into the military and police forces. I'd tell you that 10 years ago when it was secret. Now it's all public telling you how great it is. And they get citizens on the news going, you know what? If it fights crime, these felons have paid their due. I think it's great. Hey, if the Army's going to be in here confiscating guns door to door in Chicago, I think it's great. I mean, you just heard that. Now I think whatever we got to do to keep our children safe. I just played you NBC5, WMAQ, saying that in Chicago. As we analyze that propaganda piece. They're really doing it. And every time they plunge the dollar, every time they increase food prices, every time they lower the borders, every time they get ready to attack another country, It just means they're following their battle plan. They're following the program operation that they told us they would. I mean, there's so many people marveling now, all over YouTube, all over Google, all over the web, message boards. How did Alex Jones know they were going to attack the World Trade Centers? How did Alex Jones know there'd be provocateurs in Seattle in 99? How did he know there'd be provocateurs in Montebello in 2007? How did he know that gas would be at this price? How did he must be an agent? No, my friends, I have read the RAND Corporation documents, the British Ministry of Defense documents, the Pentagon Army War College, Naval War College documents. We have posted them. We have linked them. We have had government expert, former JAG generals, judge advocate generals. We've had admirals, former chairman, joint chiefs of staff. We've had members of parliament, German defense ministers. We've had sociologists. We've had top experts on death squads from the Smithsonian on. This is a college of real research and understanding. That's why we know the enemy has such a big operation, they have to lay it out. We also have a lot of good people on the inside. September 10th, the Washington Post has an article where the U.S. military comes out and says Israel may stage terror attacks to blame it on their enemies inside the U.S. in the near future to get us to attack Iraq. That was a warning out of the Pentagon. Washington Post slipped out. Operation Northwoods wasn't supposed to be declassified, but it was released. And then, of course, they reclassified it. That was pushed out to the public, the plan to carry out 9/11. Do you understand this is life and death? These people carried out 9/11. The Anglo-American establishment, the Axis of Evil, MI6, CIA, and Mossad. Do you understand that they are not backing off? They're not going to give up. These are true, quote, tradition of the swashbucklers, but they're devils. James Bond, the image of the good guy. No, James Bond is real, but he's a devil. He's a terrorist. He's there for corrupt interests that are in power because they're more ruthless than anyone else on the earth. They're more duplicitous. You understand that? And now you have Barack Obama come out and say, I want 1 million high schoolers to engage in security force operations and surveillance in America armed, bigger than the armed forces. Now, understand, it's nonpartisan. Don't just hate Obama. Hate him, absolutely. Distrust him, dislike him. But you better know McCain's proposed the same thing. You better know Clinton proposed it. You better know it started with Ollie North. It is nonpartisan. Presidential candidate wants domestic security force as powerful as U.S. military. Columnist compares himself to Hitler Youth. Columnist prepares and compares proposal to Hitler Youth. Presidential frontrunner Barack Obama has called for a civilian national security force. That is the quote, a civilian national security force. And you just think, oh, this new idea, you know, the governor of Illinois just had this new idea. While police all over the country are getting grants for warrantless blood taps, samples on the side of the street, while they're hiring felons, while they're doing door-to-door gun confiscations. And he just magically got this idea, and it turns out it's a federal grant. And then Obama just magically comes up with an idea that's already been put into motion, they're just now letting you know, of a million-plus Hitler Jugend to plug into this. And can you imagine these surly... Well, the program goes down to 14-year-olds, but they're not going to arm them until 16 and up. They're training them with M16s. You can't have your gun, veterans, but believe me, the 16-year-old with the M16 is. And it's called Secure Corps. It's been in the Philadelphia Daily News. It's been in a bunch of other papers. It's in my films. Police State 3, Total Enslavement has that in it. And it's already set up. So they tell the kids, you can't have guns, your parents can't have guns, but when you're part of the local Homeland Security group, you can. And then now mom and dad have got to grovel to their son who comes home in the black uniform. Now, the actual adults have black uniforms. According to the federal proposals and the plans, the youth will wear gray uniforms with a blue armband. You can go dig those out. I covered that in Police State 2000. Hey, look, I'm not going to have some bastard, 16-year-old in a gray uniform with a blue armband, come up and I mean, that's it. That's my line of the sand. Okay? I mean, I just can't handle it anymore, and it's over. Okay? And I don't care what you say, you criminal government with all your legal alien felons working for you, you are a pack of drug-dealing scum and trash. And all the other cops and military who aren't criminal, you still work for a criminal enterprise, your commanders are criminals, it's bankrupt, the country's gone, Declaration of Independence, you're crooks, you don't control us, you're illegitimate, period. And you better decide to join us right now. I mean, my God, look at all the examples there are. It couldn't be any more plain. This is satirical. This is like Monty Python skit on the police state. This is just so over the top. But don't worry, they'll phase it in real slow for you. Presidential frontrunner Barack Obama has called for a civilian national security force as powerful as the U.S. military. That's a quote. Comments that were ignored by the vast majority of the corporate media, but compared by one journalist to the Nazi Hitler youth. We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to enhance the national security objectives we set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded, Obama told a Colorado Springs audience earlier this month. Joseph Farah asked if he was the only journalist in America who Obama's statement troubling. Well, you didn't seem to find it bad when Bush was setting all this up, Farah. You're not stupid. You thought it was popular to go along with it. Now you're changing your spots again. Fine. Join us later. I mean, now, you know, rather than later. Fine. I forgive you. But don't flip-flop if McCain gets in and suddenly love it all. Doesn't matter. They're puppets. You understand, it's like a horse and carriage. This thing is all seamless. It has nothing to do with presidents. They do, they run or do and are in control of nothing. Now, I know I keep making that point because the general public doesn't understand. The liberals who've been hating all of Bush's police state are suddenly just going to love it and go get in these uniforms. And yes, it's going to, I've already seen the video of it. It's going to be little liberals with ponytails and police uniforms. I'm going to have to take you to the camp for your own good. It's for the earth. Yeah, well, just get ready, punk. If we're going to create some kind of national police force as big, powerful, and well-funded as our combined U.S. military forces, isn't it rather a big deal, wrote Farah. We're talking about creating a police state here. The U.S. Army alone has 500,000 troops. That doesn't count reserves or National Guard. In 07, the U.S. defense budget was $439 billion. Is Obama serious about creating some kind of domestic security bigger and more expensive than that? If not, why did he say it? What did he mean? Hey, Farah, you're not stupid. You published articles I put together and photos I made of Delta Force and martial law training in 98 and 99. You know that it isn't Obama proposing this. You know this is part of a larger plan. So see, by saying Obama's behind it, it's all just Obama that's doing it. Oh, it's just a proposal. No, it's an organized program. It's an organized military buildup against the people of the United States. And it's happening in Europe and England as well. Ireland said no to being taken over by the EU. Sarkozy said, doesn't matter, we're going to go ahead and enforce it. We're going to make you vote again until you get it right. Knox News, Knoxville News, is seemingly the only other media outlet to express interest in exactly what Obama is proposing. The statement was made in the context of youth service. Is this an organization for just the youth, or are adults going to participate? How does one get away from the specter of such youth organizations from Nazi Germany and the former Soviet Union we're talking about? Remember, they hired the former Marcus Wolf, the head of the Stasi, 6 years ago to help set this up. That was Bush. It has nothing to do with Obama or Bush. They're puppets. Obama's proposal smacks of an existing version of an existing program in which hundreds of police, firefighters, paramedics, utility workers have been trained and recently dispatched as terrorism liaison officers. That was the Colorado News. It's actually tens of thousands. And 26,000 preachers trained to spy and tattle and to tell their flocks to turn in their guns. And 23,000 under the InfraGuard executives, and 500,000 in the first batch of truck drivers spying on everyone. So see how when you read a WorldNet Daily article, it just gives you little pieces, little, just like the news gives you little pieces, but you put them together, and it's a clear picture, and then you go get the White House continuity of government plans, and it says it. And then they got their boys, like the dirty beatnik Michael Savage, posing as a conservative, saying put people who disagree with the war in forced labor camps. They're going to bring Obama, or they're going to bring McCain in, and then they're going to set a nuke off, or they're going to release a biological weapon, and then those murdering bastards are going to sit up there on the news, and the police and the military are going to follow the orders with their new ranks of mercenaries and felons and teenagers, and they are going to ratchet up, and they're going to take over the entire society, unless we warn everybody now about what they're going to do. Let me tell you something, good old boys. You've been serving this and flying a flag out front of your house. You are going to be arrested. It may take 2 years, 5 years into this system. You're going to have your stuff taken. Now, a lot of you are cowards and are going to go try to join it. Now, because you know I'm telling you the truth, well, you're going to go try to bootlick. We can't forget that. A lot of people hear this and know it's true, so they just decide to go join it. You go ahead and join it. When we take this country back, you are going to be brought to justice. You understand? You're going to get a jury trial, and then you're going to swing from the end of a rope, you traitors.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The international bankers made their move in Russia, in China, in Germany, and in hundreds of other third world countries. They liken themselves to trophy hunters. And in the jungle, the biggest, baddest trophy, the greatest spoils, is the United States. They've seized control for decades of the central government. They have used this country's treasure, its credit, its soldiers to dominate the world. And now their own think tanks say they're losing control. So they're going to clamp down and murder millions of us and use us as a military district to supply cannon fodder to the European Union force. It will dominate the planetary government. The socialist enforcers, the environmental police, will inspect your home weekly. Will run your entire life. You will live and die under feudalism, tied to your world ID card, tracking your carbon credits. If your children are 1 pound overweight, they will be taken to government re-education camps. Long after I'm gone, when you're living under this, I want you to remember I told you the truth. I want you to remember that you can resist even in the darkest of times, even if the enemy is able to go to the next level of the grid. And I will tell the enforcers out there, you will rationalize and you will deceive yourself. But as things get worse and worse in years from now, when you remember me and remember the information I and others gave you, you will then understand that you were wrong and that you were part of a great evil. And then perhaps you will fight back. Then perhaps humanity can start over again with some chance of decency and dignity and honor. To this I pledge my name, my honor, my treasure, my blood, my soul. We are the Sons of Liberty in 2008. Going forward, never surrendering. The enemy is massing their giant hordes against us. The enemy, its throngs, its hordes are in front of you. They're all around you. But we've still got somewhat of a free internet. But they're only a few years from shutting down. You better use it now to reach out and wake up every person you can, like your life depends on it, because it does. You better use the InfoWar to swell our numbers to the greatest extent possible. So when the enemy corners us and starts the fight, we can kick their teeth in. You think you're going to run a Soviet 50 million dead op or a re-education cultural revolution here or some Nazi German and bull? You got another thing coming, New World Order. And I'm telling you, most important, so they don't do it again after we beat them, is that we don't just arrest a few thousand of them. We don't just try and imprison a few thousand of them. We give them full juries, full trials, and then we hang them high. We hang them high, and we videotape it, and we put it on the news. And we make sure people in school watch it. And we make sure it's a message to tyrants everywhere that they lost. And then we can go to the stars. First, we have to cut out the cancer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.